Vincent Van Gogh, were he to suddenly come alive and find himself in New York City, what would he find? I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. That intriguing idea is explored by Michigan artist Greg Constantine in his book, Vincent Van Gogh Visits New York.
Think of what it would be like to bring a native out of the jungle to our society. Galileo to the space program today. Shakespeare to see something that's happening today.
Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze.
Using Conti crayon, Ontario-born Constantine puts Van Gogh in a variety of 20th century situations with subtle and sometimes not so subtle parodies of other artists such as Hopper, Warhol, and Picasso. One drawing has Van Gogh and a group of ghetto graffiti artists backed up against a subway train by gun-wielding cops. The title, Defending New Wave Art. Constantine, who sports a button showing the drawing of an ear, says he admires Van Gogh because he understands his emotional life.
I wish I had known him, but I think we all know people like him. He was the kind of person that I think we would want to protect.
Because of his vulnerability.
He's not naive, but he is innocent. And I find myself talking about him in a present tense as if he were here.
Constantine says Van Gogh in New York would see things the rest of us don't. A lonely animal, a poor person, a plant, a beautiful world.
His life can really be summed up in the one word, love. He really gave love. He didn't get that much back, and that's why he's such a tragic person, I think.
And when no hope was left inside on that starry, starry night.
The drawings in Greg Constantine's book, Vincent Van Gogh Visits New York, had been put on display at the O.K. Harris Gallery in Soho.
I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as...
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Following is the alternative ending for later use.
And when no hope was left inside on that starry, starry night.
Greg Constantine, author of Vincent Van Gogh, visits New York.
But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as...
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.